following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a great joy it is to have you join us today. And as we open the Scripture, we hope that you'll stay with us as we consider what God says in His Word today. Thanks for joining us. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. We talk about this nearly every week, but it's so important to us. And so go check out the website, considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there. You can find all of the programs that we broadcast, and so you can go back and listen to these as you walk or in your car as podcasts, however you want to do it. You're certainly welcome to take a look at those. But there's also a link there that says contact us. We would love to hear from you. We'd like to hear where you're hearing the broadcast today, and if you'll send us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook, easily fits into your shirt pocket, into a purse or Bible case or something like that. Great place where you can record as you pray, and then ask God to answer those prayers. And so we'd love to get one of these to you. We send out many of these, and they're absolutely free. It only costs you what it costs, whatever it costs for you to contact us. So you can do that through the website. Press on the link that says contact us. Again, send us an address where you're hearing the program. We'll get the prayer journal out to you as soon as possible. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. As many do, you can just simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. As we begin today, by the way, we're going to be in Acts chapter 8, if you'd like to go ahead and find that passage of Scripture, Acts chapter 8. While you're doing that, I do want to again ask that you pray for this ministry. We have been broadcasting Consider His Word for over 25 years in various markets. And we are just really reexamining what we're doing and where we're reaching and who we're reaching. And so pray for Consider His Word Ministries and how God would lead us, what God would direct us to do, and what our next steps should be. And so pray for us if you would. I want to read Acts chapter 8. You know, the Bible talks a lot about joy. Jesus spoke about joy. John said that the reason he wrote his book, his little epistle, 1 John, was that our joy would be full. Jesus said that he wanted us to have an abundant life, and a life that is filled with joy. And I want you to see what happened to a city, what happened to a country that turned to the Lord. We've been hearing a lot about joy lately, and I want you to see how that joy can come to you and how that joy can come to our nation. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again, that every day, as much as I can remember, which is most days, I pray for three things. First of all, I pray that God would give us souls for His kingdom. Secondly, we pray for help, that God would send someone to help us here at the Big Cypress Seminole Reservation. Boy, could we use a song leader and a youth director and many other areas of ministry. So pray for that if you would. And then thirdly, I'm praying that God would bring a great awakening to our community here at Big Cypress and also in your community. I'm praying that God would bring a great awakening to our country Because you see, that is where the joy of our country, the joy of yourself and your family is going to be found. It's going to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. So as we begin this message, I want you to kind of keep that in mind. You'll see where I'm headed here in just a moment. So I'm going to start in Acts chapter 8 at verse 1. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and haling men and women, committing them to prison. Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people came with one accord, gave heed to those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Let me read that last verse again. There was great joy in that city. Now, I've got to tell you, as you read this passage of Scripture, there was not a lot to be joyful about up until now. In fact, we begin at chapter 8. The chapter opens with a great persecution that was going on. A great persecution that had come to Jerusalem. Persecution like we have never seen in our lifetime. And I'm thankful for that. And in fact, in verse 2, it mentions Stephen. In chapter 7 of Acts was when Stephen was stoned to death for proclaiming the gospel of Christ. Paul stood there, or Saul, as his name was before. Now, this is Paul. His name had been changed by the Lord Jesus in Acts chapter 9 from Saul to Paul. But before he got saved, before he came to the Lord, this was a terrible, terrible individual. He was going from house to house, the Bible says, bringing great persecution. They were going, the Bible says, he was going house to house. Verse 3, let me read it. Saul made havoc of the church, entering to every house and hailing men and women, committing them to prison. Many would be arrested and put into prison, and they wouldn't even know why. In fact, they wouldn't even know how to charge them. You read in Acts several times when the apostles were arrested and they would bring them before the Sanhedrin and they'd have to let them go because they had not really done anything wrong. They had not broken any laws. They had not committed any crimes. And so they would put them in prison. Sometimes they would beat them. Certainly they would abuse them. And then they have to let them go because there was no crime that had been committed. Now, in the case of Stephen, because of his boldness to preach Christ, they stoned him. They killed him. And so don't lose fact that people were even being killed. Where it says that Saul was consenting to his death, it means that Saul stood there and was glad to allow it, was pleased to allow it happening. And in doing so, he made havoc of the church. You know, the word havoc means to be uprooted, or like turning soil over and over and over. It reminds me of when I used to have a rototiller. I don't have it anymore. Years ago, I had a rototiller, and when we began our garden in the springtime, we'd take that out, and boy, it would just churn up the dirt. Well, imagine that's the kind of havoc that Saul was bringing to the church. Drawing people out, arresting them, putting them in prison, holding them because they couldn't find any reason to punish them or to kill them. And it was terrible. It was awful. And because this persecution came, the Bible then says that the church at Jerusalem was scattered. I think, and now this is just my opinion, this Bible didn't say this, and I want you to understand that. This is my opinion, but I think many of the people who were at Jerusalem went home. They went back to their families, maybe back to their to their hometown. But as they went, praise God, they went preaching the gospel. The scripture says, verse 4, therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. And then the Bible points out one particular individual. His name was Philip. Now, as the people went scattered, taking the gospel, I can just imagine those conversations as they would tell about why they came home. That because they were under the threat of being beaten or under the threat of being arrested, and they had to get out of town. And then they would tell why. It's because they had received Christ as their Messiah. And they began to tell people about the gospel. In fact, you read through the book of Acts and you'll see that the center of Christian activity moved from around Jerusalem up to near a place called Antioch. And that's where, by the way, Saul came back to Antioch. And what a ministry they must have had there, the people that were in that church. And that's for another Bible study. You have to go look at that yourself, the church at Antioch. What a great church that must have been. And now people were scattered everywhere. And so here we had Philip that went out also preaching the gospel, preaching the word. What a great opportunity now that they had. In fact, verse 5 here now, we talk about Philip says, went to a city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Now, Samaria, notice this is a city. Samaria was also a region or a country just north of Judea. The thing about Samaria is that this was an area that had totally, in their history, rejected God. Rejected, had turned their hearts against the Lord, would not worship him. They were worshiping the two calves. Remember, under Jeroboam, they began to worship all kinds of idols. And when the Assyrians came in and attacked them, they came in and occupied them and brought with them all of these other gods. And so in many ways, it was a very godless and ungodly place. And Philip went straight there to go and tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ, to go and preach Christ unto them. I think in many ways, it may have been kind of similar to when Jonah went to Nineveh and began to preach repentance to those people. And now here comes Philip. Now, do you suppose he had persecution along the way? I'm sure he did, especially preaching in a place like Samaria and in this city. But what an opportunity to preach Christ to these people. And we've got to watch for those opportunities. As God opens doors and shows us where we can tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I know that there's some areas of the country where you can go, and as they say, there's a church on every corner. And that may be true, but are they truly preaching the gospel of Christ? You see, that's where the answer lies, is in the death, burial, and resurrection, the saving power and saving grace of the Lord Jesus. And I hope that you're preaching the gospel. I hope your church is preaching the gospel. That's going to be the answer, is prayer and preaching. Prayer that God would bring that great awakening and preaching the gospel of Christ. Now, we're not quite done. Join us next week. God bless you.
His word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Prayer and Share is coming up soon, and I'm excited to be taking your calls and speaking with you again. Did you know you are an integral part of our support? Beginning March 31st and continuing through April 11th, you will be able to stand with us in prayer and financial support. Please begin to pray how you can help